Oakmont, the original overhead door company. For the Talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Dave Mers, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the
danger zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone. After this awesome 4th of July weekend, I'm Jerome with my co-host.
And I'm Robbie V.
All right, and we're joined right now. I'll just get him into the action automatically. We're joined today by a guest. We've got Mr. Lee Pelly in the house with us. How are you doing, Lee?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. And we're going to be talking about, today we're going to talk, we'll get with you, and we're going to talk about the
Box Fan Bash for the Elderly. This is the 6th annual. It'll be 6 years been doing it.
So. And it's done really good so far.
Yeah, it's done very well. It, basically, what it was, I saw on the news, one of the news stations, that Salvation Army was running out of box fans to give to elderly people in the summer, and people were dying of heat stroke. So I was like, I'll call some buddies up, put on a big show, and let's raise some money. It's been doing well, and ever since then, like now, they're even able to donate window units as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We'll get to all this in more detail here in a little bit. Right now, hot off the wire, Miss Casey Anthony was found not guilty.
What?
Yes, yeah. just a few moments ago, Miss Casey Anthony was found not guilty. I guess
the only thing she was found guilty on was lying to the police.
Yeah, she was found guilty of lying to the police.
Ugh.
So she'll get slapped on the wrist with some little misdemeanor, maybe some probation time or something like that with that.
And she's been sitting in jail for almost 2 years, so she's got time served.
Right. So, yeah, you're right. So they'll knock that off, so she'll get to walk. By this afternoon, she'll be walking free.
Oh, what crap.
Right? Right? So how does this happen, America? How does this happen? How does our system let this go?
Well, the prosecutor dropped the ball on it.
Yeah. All right. Phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. I would love to hear some feedback on the Casey Anthony verdict. I guess I was almost going to joke about it and say, I guess it's now we've decided it's okay to go ahead and abort your child in the 18th trimester. Is that too soon? Was that a horrible comment? Seriously.
I think this is horrible. How does this happen?
It
should be court mandated that she's on birth control for the rest of her life. Either that or have her tubes tied.
Right.
If you're going to let that happen to your child, you don't need to procreate at all.
So many things are so confusing about this case to me that I don't understand. A lot of it being the fact that how was the father not even... How was he not even investigated into this whole scenario?
The father's been out of the picture for a long time. You're talking about the grandfather.
I'm talking about the grandfather, her father, Casey's father. Casey's father. Yeah, the fact that, I help get rid of the body. No. I mean, first of all, I was speaking with somebody earlier, and they were making a comment about how we've got a caller we're familiar with on line one. We'll get to you in just a minute, James. Hang in there. Anyhow,
keep drinking your beer.
No, don't do that, James.
It's only two.
You're right. It's late for him.
Oh, it's late.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm just thinking that this whole case is just bizarre. The whole thing is bizarre. And somebody was saying, well, the prosecution dropped the ball and there was no hard evidence. So I can understand why they wouldn't convict her because there really was never any real hard evidence. So I'm thinking, at what part of, first of all, yes, I didn't report my child missing for 30 days, my 3-year-old. B, yes, okay, so we lied about what really happened to the whole scenario, and then you add on to the fact of, okay, well, she actually drowned, and we went and got rid of the body. Now, when you say we went and got rid of the body, to me right there, that's confession going, what, I did something.
That's at least negligent homicide.
Right? Something. Something.
Or negligent manslaughter.
Something.
Something. Or just plain out dumb bleep.
Yeah, right? Right? I mean, it's just, to me, this is unbelievable. Once again, our phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. Sponsored by the West... Oh, I almost said it. Not anymore. I apologize.
No.
Sponsored by Madison's on Dallin. Goodfellas
and Dylan's on 9th
Avenue. That's right. And we've got, matter of fact, we're going to give away lunch for 8 at Goodfellas tomorrow. Anybody wants, we're going to do this with an office. This is an office lunch giveaway. So stay tuned. Anybody listening in your offices, this is going to be a chance for everybody to eat free at Goodfellas tomorrow. When we come back, we'll get to James on line one. Stick around, folks. You're in the Danger Zone.
So the other day I was talking to my buddy Freddie and said, man, I need to get some insurance. He said, what kind of insurance? And I said, well, I need, you know, business insurance, liability, workers' comp, the kind of stuff you need for your business. And he said, well, what's the deal? And I said, well, I don't want to have to pay, you know, a fortune. I don't want to have to deal with people who are going to be, you know, frustrating me with those sky-high rates. He said, I've got your answer. It's Cravens Insurance Agency at 510 North 5th Street in Silsbee. Carrie and Rob have been doing it for over 25 years. And you know what? Cravens has been around since 1920. They specialize in insurance programs for all types of contractors, business, auto, commercial, and general liability, workers' comp. They do it all. I said, oh, really? Yeah, Cravens Insurance Agency. Give them a call, 409-385-2854. That's 385-2854. Cravens Insurance Agency. They've been doing it forever. They can do it for you.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
If you have difficulty hearing in noisy situations, you may qualify for an important hearing technology study. If you qualify, you'll be asked to experience and evaluate a revolutionary new product from Beltone. It's the smallest and lightest of its kind and delivers exceptional performance. It's also virtually invisible. This study is free of charge and you're under no obligation to buy. Now you can hear better and look your best. To learn more about how you can participate in this free study, call 1-800-BELL-TONE. That's 1-800-BELTONE.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Madison's on Dallin, Goodfellas, Dylan's on 9th, Bronze Body, and the World Gym in Beaumont.
That's right. Speaking of, let's get on to Madison's real quick, because this is where we're actually going to have the box fan bash, mm-hmm. But we do need to talk about Madison's real quick. Tonight will be they'll have the tacos will be playing tonight.
El Floppy Tacos.
Yes, they'll be playing tonight. And if you haven't been out to a taco show, folks, and you like to get out and have a good time, then you're missing out, because it's absolutely the place to be on Tuesday nights, hands down. And they've got some great specials going on. I know they have some shot specials going on, so you don't want to miss out on that as well.
$2 draft, $3 shots, $5 bombs.
There you go. So there, look, he's got it memorized.
He's got
over
it on lock.
We live there too much. But anyhow, you guys definitely need to join us at Madison's this evening on Dallin Road. It is next to Hobby Lobby. Don't miss out. It's going to be a great time tonight. We got to get to the phones. Let's check out what James has to say here. All right, buddy, you're a good sport for hanging in there. How was your weekend?
Long enough.
How was your weekend?
Long. I was hanging out with Mr. Trum, and I hung out with Roger Craig this weekend.
Oh, that was really good. That had to have been a fun little 4th of July right there.
Yeah. We went out to his concert, hung out afterwards, got all drunk with his dad.
that's cool. So you called in. I'm curious to know why you called.
I was wondering if they can try Casey Anthony in Texas, because we'll kill it for Florida.
Oh, right. We'll handle it for. There's some truth behind that. What's going on with it? Now, let me ask you. You got Robbie and Lee. Maybe you'll know. I mean, of course, I'm no legal expert. I have no idea. But, I mean, can this turn into a civil trial after this? Can they? Can
I don't think
kind of like
they,
the
they, OJ. They can't really because there's no extended family members that it hurt. You know, like if it was an older person that died, then her children or something like that could file. Like, you know, an OJ,
right?
Like all of Nicole Brown's family,
right,
and
right, right.
Ron Goldman's
filed
family
filed the civil suit.
Filed the civil suit, but there's nobody to.
There's no
file
real
it.
Civil,
yeah,
no way to file
it's
a civil suit.
It's an infant, so
really. That's pretty. That's pretty crazy, man.
I was hearing something about the grandparents possibly doing it.
Well, granddad helped deliver the baby. He might be trying to run free from this thing as much as possible.
He'd probably just. I mean,
he's trying to
look
stay
for
clear.
Publicity and stuff. That's all
you know?
He'd be doing.
Yeah,
write a book right now, make some money because you can get it right now. Now that's the worst part about it. That's how bad our legal system is. We let this go. And then they'll turn around and write a book and make millions off of this.
I read something on Facebook.
Have a great life.
I had someone post something on Facebook saying that they're waiting for the book that's titled "If I Really Did It, How I Did It, or Committed the Crime," similar to OJ.
Yeah, OJ did it. How I would have done it
if I'd have done it. Yes. You know what's fun? Sad is the fact that this was so much shorter than the OJ trial. She got off a lot faster than OJ did.
10 hours of deliberation.
Yeah. How many?
10.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, it didn't take much time, did it?
No, and all she got was a perjury to stick.
Yeah, right? That's a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
So, well, hey, man, thanks for calling in, James. We'll hook up. You heading out to the taco show tonight?
No, man, I'm actually over in Crystal Beach now.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to work on my book.
All right. Dude, nice. Well, I appreciate you calling in. We'll holler at you later, brother.
All right, later, man.
All right. We got another caller on line 3. You're in the danger zone. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, you're in the danger zone. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Jody.
Hi, Jody. How are you today?
Right now, I'm very angry.
Yeah?
Very angry. Yeah, okay. We just, a bunch of us came out and we heard about it. We were at McDonald's and everybody was screaming no. But I teach at the prison, so I'm going to tell you right now, she's had it made. She was put in solitary confinement. She's never been with general public. Or she would have been hurt.
Right.
But
talking
a while ago, yeah, she's not going to be safe.
Yeah.
She did lie to the police, and maybe 4 years on those counts with time served, she probably walked today.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. So she should walk since she already has time served.
Right. But I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people are angry, but she's not going to be safe.
Well, and
she can go party all she wants, but she's going to have to watch her back.
Yep, I agree. I tell you what, she will have to be a little nervous. There are a lot of people out there in the public who are not happy at all, so... Jody, I appreciate you calling in with the comments.
Just another OJ.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, you guys have a good day. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. Yeah, man. And now, and she can't go back for it. They can't retry her again because then you're looking at double jeopardy.
Yeah.
And so it's like, this is it. I mean, they can't appeal it to a higher court, can they? I mean, can they bring it to a higher court? Can they?
It might go up, you know, like you can go all the way up to the Supreme Court and everything like that, but it just costs taxpayers
and try and get
millions
like
more dollars. And
yeah, I mean, yeah. But you know what? Yeah. And even though I just don't think that somebody like that should even be walking the streets, period, anyway.
No.
You know? I mean, it's just a personal opinion.
Yeah, she's going to move off somewhere and... Yeah, lay low for a while and then come back and be on something like True TV's The World's Dumbest, like Tanya Harding is on there after, you know.
Oh, how sad is this going to be? We are so going to give her fame and fortune after all this.
Well, that's like Amy Fisher. She shot a chick in the head and now she's on celebrity rehab because she blames the press for ruining a child's life. I'm like, you shot a woman in the head. How are you going to say the press ruined your life? And now she's doing adult films, and she says it's because of it was so hard on her, and she has to make money, and this is the only way to do it. It's like, oh, God. And they make these people celebrities. It's like they're the dumbest people on earth, but they're most televised, and they get rich for being stupid.
And it's a shame because that's how society is right now, and it's all about this mad social network that's just got it, that wants to we almost make them heroes. It's almost like not only do we not convict them, but we almost make them some kind of hero in the end of it all. And it's a shame. Mm-hmm. It's kind of my point being behind this whole everything going on with the BISD. I always bring it up every day, but this thing with BISD just drives me crazy. It's going on around here, but we'll get to that later on in the show. We've got to cut back to a break. When we come back, the first thing we're going to do is throw out a trivia for everybody listening at your offices. We're going to give an office lunch giveaway. I'll give you the details when we come back, so stick around.
Hey there, Jack Piper here. Why not plan to join me this Friday at Certino's in Mid-County, where I'll be taking my show on the road again? Not only will I have an award-winning Lighten Up Friday program, but you never know who might show up making a guest appearance. So the place to be this Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. is Certino's in Mid-County. They're real easy to find right off Highway 69 at the Jimmy Johnson exit. That's Certino's. Come on out and experience live and local radio up close and personal. Yeah. On the road again with me, Jack Piper, at Certino's.
If you're finally ready to take 10 to 20 minutes and sit down and pre-plan the final aspect of your life, you know, your passing on, well, then it's time for you to make the one call that you, your spouse, and your family will appreciate more than you'll ever know. Your friends at Green Lawn Memorial Park would like to show you just how easy and affordable pre-planning can be. And after you choose a pre-need plan with Green Lawn Memorial, there's something special. You'll also receive their child and grandchild protection plan. In the event that your child or grandchild that is still living at home passes before you do, they'll receive the exact same pre-need plan that you chose, absolutely free. And should you decide to move out of the Golden Triangle, Green Lawn Memorial can transfer your pre-need plan. You know, every month and every year we plan for things like auto insurance, medical insurance, and even homeowners insurance. So why not make the call right now to take all the indecision out of the one thing that you are definitely going to use one day? Green Lawn Memorial Park. Their number, 962-8448. 962-8448.
Every afternoon from 4 until 6, Jack Piper talks to you.
Stop blaming the Bush administration for what's going on in our country today.
The people of Southeast Texas.
Mr. Obama needs to be working on jobs.
About what concerns you.
They want to take over health care. They want to take over the private sector.
Every afternoon, 4 until 6, the Jack Piper Call-In Show.
Stop the illegals coming into this country.
You got something to say? 898-4400.
Typical big government causing the problem again.
Give Jack a call. The Jack Piper Call-In Show.
I've been married for a long time.
Monday through Friday, 4 until 6 on AM 1300 KSET.
Thank you very much.
We are the talk of Southeast Texas.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. We're here in the studio with Mr. Lee Pelly. If you like that song you just heard, that was Knuckle Deep. That was Lee Pelly. That was you and your band, man.
Yeah.
And this is the Knuckle Deep. I'm holding the CD right now that's off of. And you've got some great songs that we've loved. We've heard 1,000 times, man.
The whole album's good.
Yeah, the whole album is great. But anyhow, we've got this on here. And the name of the album is just...
It's actually called Dirt Leg Sexy.
dirt lead sexy. All right. I like it. I love it, man. So,
okay. Well.
And you know what? If anybody wants to ever get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you if they want to order CD or get anything from you guys? What can they do?
KnuckleDeepTexas.com. And you can go to iTunes. And all of our stuff is available on iTunes. Or just go to my Facebook, which is Lee Pelly, you know, on Facebook or however that works.
Right.
Just look up Lee Pelly.
You got it. You got it. Well, right now, speaking of the Facebook stuff, here's what we're going to do. All right, I need everybody to pay close attention. Great song, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That's yeah, you sounded great. Anyhow, we're going to give away some lunch. We're going to give away an office lunch. Now, folks, this is not for everybody just riding around. This is for anybody in your office who's listening in the offices right now. Here's how we're going to do this. Pay very close attention. You're going to have to log on to Facebook. All right, you need to log on to Facebook, and what you need to do is you need to look up AM 1300 KSET. You need to click on our radio station here, and it is under AM 1300 KSET. Once you click onto that, then you're going to go to, they have a little spot to the left there. It's called the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. You'll click on that site. That'll take you to mine and Robbie's Facebook page. And from there, the first person who I get that can give me the correct answer on my Facebook page, we're going to give away lunch for eight tomorrow at Goodfellas. So, and we're going to take care of everything for you guys. And you get to eat with Robbie and I. We're going to hang out and have some lunch with you as well. So we'll have a great time. So anybody wants to win a lunch for eight at Goodfellas, here is your trivia question. Now, I couldn't make it easy because I got to make it a little difficult. So everybody's got to dig around a little bit. But here's the trivia question. Who said, all I need to make a comedy is a park, a policeman, and a pretty girl? And this person, I said he, so I gave part of it away right there. It is a he. And he quoted, that is a quote that he said. And the quote was, once again, he said, all I need to make a comedy is a park, a policeman, and a pretty girl. So the first person to log on to Facebook under the Danger Zone and get on there and give us a correct answer who's working in their office, we'll give away the lunch for tomorrow. So we'll be looking forward to seeing who can pop up on there. And then, Robbie, I'll let you keep your eye on that and see what happens there. Tell me if we get a winner. Now let's get back to the box fan
bash
at Madison's. When is this again?
It's going to be July 31st.
Okay.
It's going to be like we usually run it like say probably 2 till 9. Several artists have already signed on: Spencer Marks, Jamie Talbert, Jimmy Kaiser, myself, the band Noyola. So we'll be running both stages inside and out.
So, okay, so we got the double stage going.
Mm-hmm. And a bunch of raffle prizes. I can't like mention all the people yet because we got to get everything finalized and all that. But we do have some great people donating some stuff for the raffle prizes and the silent auction. And all the proceeds, everything goes to the Salvation Army of Beaumont. So it's like for our area here.
Our area.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
And if I'm correct, if any local business wants to donate something, they can go up to Madison's or Goodfellas and drop off their donations, gift cards, stuff for the raffle. All
yeah,
that.
Whether if you want to donate, like either contact me on my Facebook or Madison's, and basically what it is,
you guys can contact us as well, and we'll make sure we post on our website. We'll make sure we post information on it so you guys can get it off of us as well. Yeah. But go ahead.
Well, basically, to be a sponsor, it's a $100 donation. Just like make checks out to Salvation Army. And bring them to either Madison's or just hold on and come to the show. Bring them to the show. Also, any box fans that you want to bring to donate, just be sure they're in the box and everything. They are new. And then a company wants to donate something for the raffle or for the silent auction.
You would always love to have that.
Yeah, we'll always love that. And plus, Judy is on vacation right now that runs the Salvation Army. But when she gets back, she will print out certificates saying that so-and-so donated this amount or a prize valued at this amount. So for tax purposes and everything and to prove that I'm just not some crazy tattooed guy trying to get free stuff from you.
Right.
the first year I started this, I was going to like companies and asking and everything, and they'd look at me or I'd talk to them on the phone. And then when they came to the actual Box Fan Bash and were asking, oh, I need to see Lee Pelly. And they're like, oh, he's right there. And they like look me up and down, you're Lee Pelly? Yes.
Yeah, right.
I'm the one. Believe it or not. And actually,
this has been a great deal. And you know what? I know that every year, I know it's gotten better and better and better. I know last year was fantastic. You know what? I love going. And you know what? It's a great time to go and hang out with everybody too. It's a fantastic. There's so many people involved and so many good things going on, and even just showing up to add that support too is a fantastic thing to do as well.
Exactly.
You know, because and it's every year. I'm telling you, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and it's just like good food, good music, good times. You know, hangouts, all family friendly, and it's all fun. You know, a little humor and comedy with it, because I mean. Charities don't have to be boring. They don't have to be stiff, like, oh, we're doing this to do this. No, have a little fun with it. Throw in some fun. That's why the slogan for it is actually the Box Fan Bash for the Elderly, because old people need to feel cool, too.
Right, right. I agree. That's awesome. That's way cool. Well, look, we've got to cut back to a break. We're still looking for an answer for the trivia for the office lunch giveaway at Goodfellas tomorrow.
I know the answer.
Yeah, but you can't win this now. Unfortunately. So anyhow, the question one more time before we cut to the break. The question is, who said, and I quote, "All I need to make a good comedy is a park, a policeman, and a pretty girl." If you've got that answer, you've got to Facebook us, The Danger Zone on AM 1300 KSET. Facebook us, give us the answer, and we will give you a lunch come tomorrow.
The answer, by the way, is not Scottie Pippen.
No, it is not. That's right.
Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, don't ask.
What?
Don't ask. That's Frankie Randazzo. We don't even want to go there. Anyhow, folks, we'll be back in just a second. You're in the Danger Zone.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes. Hoping for a miracle in Mexico's Sea of Cortez, where a fishing boat capsized early Sunday morning.
The water temperature and weather is really good down there in the Sea of Cortez right now. It's about 85 degrees, so conceivably a survivor could still be surviving.
Coast Guard Lieutenant Will Burrell talked to KNX Radio.
We're definitely going to help find those people and assist the Mexican government with whatever they need from us.
Still, seven people are missing of the 44 who were aboard when the boat went over in a storm. Jackie Zugar's husband was on that boat.
The first wave came, and then Pete said he got, you know, thrown out of his bed across the room. And they didn't have time to get anything. The guy told them, we need to get out now. And by the time they got out, the boat was already half-sized.
Christina Bronstein's fiancé is out there.
But I'm just going with my gut instinct. I think that he's somewhere, and I don't think that he's doing well. I don't think that he's passed.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes.
Better Business Machines in Beaumont would love to show you the Ose VarioLink 3622 multifunctional office system. It's a printer, digital photocopier, document scanner, and fax machine all in one. It has a full-color touchscreen, which easily guides you through each task without extensive training. It's one incredible business machine. See it today at Better Business Machines on Calder Avenue in Beaumont. Call 866-2422. Better Business Machines in Beaumont.
I'm Dave Merz with your official KSET Weatherbug forecast. Today, have some sunshine for a time. A late day chance of showers and thunder in the forecast. A high today warming up to 95. And that's the latest official KSET Weatherbug forecast from AM 1300, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Dave Merz, KSET News.
Get off of my lawn!
You know this guy.
What are you looking at?
He's your inner curmudgeon, the part of you that just loves to be peeved off.
These kids today!
He's been through a lot this year. Natural disasters.
And the humidity.
Crazy politicians.
How about a brain certificate?
Royal weddings.
Royal pain in my big fat.
And what it all means to him.
Yeah, what about me?
The good news? No other radio station caters to your inner curmudgeon.
You never call me.
Like we do.
Talk radio, AM 1300, KSET.
The dark side's calling out like a misery. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. On the dark side. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
There you go. And we are We are still looking for an answer for this trivia question. And, folks, all you got to do is jump on AM 1300 on Facebook, AM 1300 KSET, and click on the danger zone, and then give me an answer. That's what we're looking for right now. We're looking for an answer. And the question, once again, is what he was a famous or who?
Yeah, not what.
Well, I was going to say what famous actor. I was going to say what famous actor.
He was famous.
What famous actor quoted, he said, "All I need to make a great comedy is a park, a policeman, and a pretty girl." We've gotten a handful of answers. Some of them are absolutely absurd, and some of them are pretty funny. And
it's
a lot
not Scottie Pippen. But it's not Matt Damon.
Right, but they're all wrong so far, so we're still looking for that. Anyhow, there are a couple of things I do want to talk about real fast. Some things that I wanted to talk before the Casey Anthony verdict came in that I had lined up for today as well. Real quick announcement, 69, they're in – that's so funny. Right now on Highway 69 going through Lumberton, they are now making it five lanes there, so opening it up.
It's about time.
Well, you know what? I said that, and they have this – they're doing it up until Walton Road.
Yeah.
And then they're stopping, and it goes back into the two-lane thing. They're saying they're doing it for the hurricane. I understand they can only go so far because you're in the city limits only so far. After that, you're out of the city limits. So I get that. So the city's doing their part. But now the county needs to jump in and figure out how to expand it even further.
Yeah, because that's going to be more people
there,
stuck.
Yeah, it's just going to be a bigger cluster right there. At the
like all those people you flip off that drive down the side right there, you know, instead of waiting like everybody else, and they just go off on the side and pass them. It's like, dude, we're all trying to get out of here.
Right, with hurricane season coming on, you know, and it's going to be pretty crazy. So, anyhow, I'm glad they're doing it. It's going to be a lot better during regular traffic hours.
Yeah, sticks a Walmart across from the high school. I mean, that's just going to cluster everything up in a country town.
Was and then put those two lights up right there, which really made it crazy. Well, at least now they're opening it up. So and they did it. It was supposed to be a $25 million, but they were, you know, to do originally add another lane in the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So instead, what they decided is if they shaved off 1 foot off of each lane that's already on there, they could expand it to a five-lane highway. And so they have excess off to the edges, so that's what they did, and it ended up costing around $6 to $7 million, so they could fit it into their budget because they didn't have enough in the budget to do the $25 million.
Yeah.
So they shaved it, and now there'll be some guardrails up, so everybody will be safe and protected. Which, by the way, is a good thing.
Yeah, because it'll prevent people driving down the side.
That's right. It'll prevent people from driving down the side. So that's pretty cool. I'm glad they're doing that. The one thing I wanted to talk about was this. You ready? We were discussing this the other day. We've discussed it before on the show, and it's bath salts. All right, this is the craziest thing going on right now, folks. The craziest thing in the world going on. People are snorting bath salts because it's supposedly a synthetic cocaine, and it is totally ruining people's lives in every possible way. I'm going to give you some stories real quick. These are factual stories, and then I'm going to end this stories with one I know personally that's very tragic. But let's get on. All right, the numbers now are becoming phenomenal, the amount of people that are trying to buy these bath salts. And they had a man from Fulton, Mississippi, who took a skinning knife and started carving on his own face and stomach. And he cut himself very deep. And after they found him, they got him to the hospital, rushed him in, had to do a lot of surgery on the man. And he ended up living. And when they asked him what went on, he said later he had no idea why he did what he did. Supposedly, this stuff creates – this is the problems that it happens. This causes well, besides death, folks, besides death, anybody listening that's even considering this stuff, I mean, dude, get real for a minute. It causes long-term health issues that are irreversible. Mm. So you're totally screwed up. All right, increases blood pressure, rapid heart rates, psychotic behavior, paranoia, suicidal thoughts, hallucinations, and violent behavior, and intense cravings. Now, these are the actual side effects that are occurring on a consistent basis, like it's getting larger and larger to the point to where someone a couple of weeks back robbed an orange store, broke it and robbed an orange store, and all they stole was a case of bath salts. All right, people are getting like fanatical about this stuff. I'll give you another one. It gets even better. Family of a 21-year-old Southern Louisiana man said he cut his own throat and ended his life with a shotgun blast. Because of the bath salts.
Good God.
First, he cut his own throat. Well, he got psychotic, and he got paranoid, and the suicide thoughts kick in, and paranoid, and then you become real psychotic. And he cut his own throat.
Well, obviously, you're not
thinking.
Somehow
started living through the slice in his throat, and then put a shotgun to his head, and that was it.
Oh.
They had in Panama City, they had several officers had to subdue a man who tore a radar unit out of a police car with his teeth. Okay. So this doesn't
that is
tell you how foolish you are for this stuff. All right. And another one, a woman attacked her mother with a machete, thinking her mother was a monster.
Oh,
it creates...
some points that might be justified.
No.
I'm just kidding.
And the other one, too, that we were talking about. Go ahead and tell the other one, too.
Oh, man high on bath salts kills neighbor's goat. And he is found with the goat in his home.
In his bedroom.
While he's wearing women's clothes.
So this is stuff that happens to you while you're on bath salts. The worst one we'll talk about when we get back. Folks, you're in the danger zone. Stick around. We're still looking for a trivia answer.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also, for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say, the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me tell you about something that I absolutely love and something I absolutely hate. Let me start with the thing that I hate. I hate mowing the lawn. I hate cleaning up my yard. I hate doing that kind of work. I hate it so much, I can't tell you how much I hate it. Now let's talk about what I love. A great-looking yard. Now, how do I solve this dilemma in my life? The answer is simple. Max's Lawn Service. Max's Lawn Service. With 26 years of experience and personal attention to every detail on every job, Max personally walks the yard to make sure that you are 100% satisfied. And if you've ever seen a beautiful yard, the Golden Triangle, you've probably seen the work of Max's Lawn Service. For example, when people walk by your yard, they can say one thing or another. They can either say,
no, no, oh no.
Or they can say,
what a smart guy he is.
And you know which one you want. I want you to call Max's Lawn Service, the Golden Triangle's landscape specialist, Max's Lawn Service, 350-0928 or 350-1315. Max's Lawn Service.
Hey, this is Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Hey, Robbie, summertime is here, and we got to look good for all those outdoor shenanigans. The only place to go is the World Gym in Beaumont. They have the latest and state-of-the-art fitness equipment, and their friendly staff are there to help you with your every need. You can join now with zero down and only $29.95 a month. Join today for a limited time only, and we will also give you four tickets to Schlitterbahn. Join the World Gym in Beaumont at either location and get that body you have always wanted. We'll see you there, and tell them that you heard it in the Danger Zone.
Wow, Amanda, we love you, but you're
killing
me with
all
the bumper
of us
songs.
In here.
These songs are—I know you enjoy these songs, and it's a great thing. But oh my goodness, we've got to kick that into a whole other direction. I'm gonna have to start.
Lee is actually contemplating having some bath salts right now.
I've always given you creative freedom back there, but man, you're gonna have to make me. I'm gonna have to make a decision here soon. All right, listen, we're gonna do another giveaway. We do have a winner, by the way, for the lunch. The good folks at Aflac. Go ahead and make the noise. Say it.
Aflac.
There you go. So the good folks at Aflac We'll be having lunch with the Danger Zone tomorrow at Goodfellas. We'll see you guys there at noon. What I'll do is I'll get the contact information from you here shortly, and I will put it over to my producer so we can have it locked down. We appreciate you guys calling in. And the answer, by the way, for the record, the answer was Charlie Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin quoted, he said, "All I need to make a great comedy is a park, a policeman, and a pretty girl." And that pretty much summed up his career right there.
Mm-hmm.
He did quite a bit.
He didn't even have to talk.
No, never had to say a word.
Exactly.
Never had to say a word. But that's not it, folks. We are going to give away some more stuff. I do want to talk about Bronze Body real quick. Get your brown on.
Bronze.
They said brown. All right, bronze. They said bronze. I've been arguing with them over that. I love to get your brown on or bronze on. Either way, we love it. Either way, you can get your brown or your bronze on at Bronze Body. But listen, I got to tell you about this going on right now. Once again, I've talked about this. Anybody that is ready to lose inches off of your waistline, inches off of your thighs, your arms, anything where you have a problem where you feel like you want to lose some of that fat, it's real simple. You go to Bronze Body, you ask for Tiffany. Within minutes, they'll set you up an appointment. You can go in, and they will lay you down on a table, and they use a machine called the Lipotron. It's the hottest, newest technology in Beaumont, folks, for helping you lose these unwanted pounds and inches. And what you can do is you can go in there, you lay down, it's like a hot rock massage. It is absolutely, it's like getting a massage and losing weight at the same time. It makes no sense, I know, but I'm telling you, I've had it done. I lost 1 inch in 40 minutes. 40 minutes, folks. So you can lose a pant size in 40 minutes. All you got to do is this. All you got to do is go in and ask for Tiffany at Bronze Body, and they'll hook you up. You don't want to miss out on this new technology. Now, we've got to get to... I've got Lee Pelly, by the way. I do want to say hi. We've got Lee Pelly also in the house with us right here. I didn't want to leave you and your bass salts alone. I do want to finish up on that. The sad part behind the bass salts is I did have a friend here recently. She's a friend of mine since high school for a long time. And she passed away, and she died from a heart attack because of bass salts. And I'm just saying that I'll tell you right now that you can... this stuff, folks, is really, it's just stupid. If you know anybody out there that's even considering doing this stuff, you've really got to talk to these folks. It's literal. Somehow these people have legally found a way to send in poisons.
Well, a lot of places around here, actually, it's illegal now. It's been banned.
Well, no. You say that. It's not banned right now here locally. They're still selling it out of different stores and stuff. You can still buy it right here in different stores. They're trying to get it to where you can ban it. Right now, they're waiting on Rick Perry to sign a bill on it right now.
Yeah.
And so Rick hadn't signed anything yet. But once he does, then they can start implicating everything. As a matter of fact, it'll be illegal to actually have them on you if you're traveling.
Yeah.
So we're waiting. And I hope that gets passed because there's no need for, just stupidity and people losing lives. It's too tragic. It's too tragic. Anyhow... We are going to do some more giveaways this time. We're going to go to the phone lines. And no, James Feimster, we love you, but we know that you always want to keep winning all the time. We can't do that. So I'm going to have to exclude you.
What are we going to give away?
The phone line is open, 898-4400, 898-4400. Now, you ready for this?
That's what I was hoping you were going to give away.
I'm going to combine two items here. All right, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to combine movies at Hollywood theaters,
nice.
If you'd like. As well as another one of our sponsors, Dylan's.
Dylan's on 9th.
On 9th, that's right, in Mid-County. We're going to give away an appetizer. Actually, you know what? Let's give away two lunches over there.
Absolutely.
All right, so lunch for two. Lunch for two. If you're in the Mid-County area, here we go, guys. Mid-County area, and you guys want to...
Even if you're not, it's worth the drive over there.
Oh, fantastic. Dude, the food is so good over there as well. All of them. Madison's Goodfellas.
Their chef salad's like huge, and it's awesome.
You know, one thing I always loved about Buck and Frankie is this. And, folks, they're the owners of these
fine
establishments. And that's right. And let me tell you what. The one thing I always loved about them is they have always been so particular about the quality of their food. I mean, the quality is like they go for the best quality they can get their hands on. And everybody that ever eats there always comes back. The first time throughout the years people would eat at one of these places would come back and go, man, the food was unbelievable. And I'm like, I've been telling you that. You know, it's not just stuck to you know, it's not your local fast food stuff either. Well, and it costs less. And a lot of times you can pay less money to eat there for lunch than you can.
And that's what I was telling people about Dylan's. It's not that you're getting a small little lunch portion. No, $5, you're getting what typically they would bring you out for dinner.
That's exactly right. So yeah,
it's a definitely a big portion.
Yeah. So here we go, Mid-County folks. Let's do this. Well, anywhere. You don't have to be in Mid-County. If you still want to go have a great lunch at Dylan's, we'll do this as well.
Yeah, I'll give away lunch next Tuesday. Come see.
There you go. Lunch for two. And we'll give tickets away to Hollywood Theaters. And I'm going to give you the trivia question, the phone number before we cut to break here. Here's the trivia question. Everything always relates to film with me in here, if you hadn't noticed. All right. And I'll make this simple. What one city must a movie play in order to be eligible for an Oscar? If you want an Oscar, you have to at least play in this city. That's all. That's the question. The phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. You're in the danger zone. We'll see you in a moment.
I can see you.
Smart investors know that putting too many eggs in one basket is not always a good idea. And that's why the word diversification is a good rule of thumb when it comes to your money. That way, no matter what happens, you've got your hedge. A good way to guarantee that investment hedge is to look at precious metals, gold and silver. You know, folks who took the advice of Mike Fulgens years ago would be smiling today. Their investment would have tripled, and it's not over yet. The owner of Universal Coin and Bullion, a firm respected throughout America, is recommending a precious metals investment of anywhere from 10 to 20%. That includes gold coins. Mike Fulgens, who's been in the business for years, is located right here in Beaumont. Now, Mike has done work for the U.S. Treasury Department. He's helped ferret out those bogus operations that rip off unsuspecting folks. By the way, Mike Fulgens can be reached by calling toll-free 1-800-459-COIN. That's 1-800-459-COIN. Mike Fulgens, Universal Coin and Bullion, located right here in Beaumont.
Thank you for calling Mobil Oil Federal Credit Union. This is Trevor. May I interest you in our 5.9 balance transfer offer today?
Trevor, I think that's awesome. You are on the radio with James Dabney in the house, and you are representing Mobil Oil Federal Credit Union. Trevor, how long have you been with Mobil Oil?
It's going on 6 years.
Do you like it over there?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely.
They're a good company to work for?
Yes, sir. It's probably one of the best companies I've ever worked for in my life.
And they treat you all really well, and they care about their customers. Is that right?
Most definitely, yes, sir. I've never seen anyone or any company like them. They do have a genuine concern for the members and for their employees.
You know what, folks? That is straight from an employee. And nobody but she and I know we're doing this commercial, but they're going to find out soon. You need to stop on by Mobil Oil Federal Credit Union, where you're going to get treated with respect and friendship by people like Trevor. Trevor, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you. You keep the same.
Mr. Businessman, how would you like to accelerate your business? With Apex Payroll, they can do it for you, providing resources and technology for locally owned small businesses to manage your payroll and timekeeping functions, human resources, restaurant payroll, and more. There's so many things to talk about: timekeeping, workman's comp, employee services, reporting options, all kinds of details. And you need to keep up with all those changing laws, because you know our friends at the government, well, they keep changing things, and you need to be up to date. I want you to talk to Tommy Patrizzi at Apex Payroll Systems and find out what a difference Apex can make for you. They've made an incredible difference for us here at the radio station. I know they can do the same. Their phone number, 409-899-5858. That's 409-899-5858. Apex Payroll Services. Talk to Tommy Patrizzi and find out how you can accelerate your business with Apex Payroll Services.
Last night, you were dancing, came dancing to my door. Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
All right, sponsored by Bronze Body, the World Gym in Beaumont.
Madison's on Dallin, Goodfellas, and Dylan's on 9th.
That's right. And we're joined with Lee Pelly. We're glad to have you with us today, Lee. Man, we appreciate you coming in. Time goes by fast when you're in the station.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, this is – so we're about done here. Before we do, we still got a trivia answer or a trivia question out there. We're looking for an answer. We've got a caller. Let's go to that, see if we can get a winner real fast. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I talking to?
This is Rick.
Hey, Rick, what's going on, man? How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great. Coming back from the beach.
Yeah. So you had a great weekend for the 4th of July?
Yeah, really good. We didn't have anything exciting like the fireworks that caught Pleasure Island on fire, but,
yeah.
It was good.
I understand. Well, good. I figured it'd probably be busy out there at the I actually crawled up under a rock for the weekend. I literally crawled up under a rock and took a break. This was just a long, relaxing weekend. But I figured it'd be busy out at the beach.
Yeah, it was jammed, man. I mean, there are more people that come to the beach now than before Hurricane Ike.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that, actually, because I know it slowed down quite a bit. All right, well, listen, man, I'm sure you called in for a trivia answer, correct?
I hopefully have the right answer. Yes. If you don't play in Hollywood, you shouldn't qualify for an Oscar.
Well, okay, you know what? I am technically going to give that to you, but I want the answer I'm looking for is the same thing but a little different. Hollywood is actually a district in this city. What's the city?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles is the correct answer. Rick, congratulations. I'm going to give you a lunch for two for Dylan's on 9th, and you can use that whenever you choose to. And I'm going to put you on hold, and also I'm going to give
We get movie tickets, too?
Yep. You also get movie tickets.
Transformer.
There you go. Well, look, man, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let my producer get all your information here. And we appreciate you calling in, Rick. You have a wonderful afternoon, man.
Man, when you guys say the Danger Zone, it makes me want to say, Danger, Will Smith, Danger.
I have no idea, but I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. I love our callers. We have some great people out there.
Robinson? Danger, Will Robinson.
Will Robinson,
yeah. Danger.
Yep, Danger. That was Lost in Space.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we are going to, this week, I'm going to attempt to. I think he said he'd come on this week, so I've got to call him after the show today, but I think we probably have Jerry Jordan on from The Examiner.
Ooh, we have not done a Butch Watch.
No, we haven't, but we're going to pound down. You know what? We'll do the Butch Watch tomorrow. We're out of time to do that now. But we will do it. We will do it tomorrow. We'll be on tomorrow at 3 o'clock, folks. We'll bring you a Butch Watch. We do want to talk back with him because we have some more issues since the latest stuff went down over this past weekend. That was some crazy stuff.
I want to go back up there.
Crazy stuff last week. You know what? If we don't get a commitment out of him, we'll send you back up Friday. How does that sound?
Ooh, I like it.
All right, good enough. So he does. He's dying to. Eventually, he's going to get thrown in jail, but it's okay. We'll be having not a box fan bash, but we'll be having a
Robbie-thon 2011
bash going on to collect money for his bail. Anyhow, folks, well, listen, man, we've had a great time with you today. We've got a lot more information coming up for you tomorrow and a lot of local stuff that we didn't get a chance to get to today, but we will have it tomorrow as well. And feel free to post horrible things about Casey Anthony right now because this is the most bogus verdict I've ever heard in my life. I don't get it and probably won't. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 3 o'clock, the Danger Zone up next. We've got, I would say Jack Piper, but Mr. Goodyear, he'd just pick on me before he'd get mad at me. We got John Goodyear coming up next. Stick around.
In the words of Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. I'm Tom Clay with KSET News. An unidentified orange man drew the ire of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers over the Independence Day weekend when he tried to drive a pickup truck across Lake Sam Rayburn but got stuck on an exposed mud flat. The incident happened about 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon nearing the eastern edge of the spillway. According to Jasper County deputies, the man successfully drove the truck from the Twin Dikes boat ramp to Rattlesnake Island, which is a popular spot for swimming and sunbathing on its white sandy beaches. However, when the people on the island complained and began calling 911, the man tried to drive the late model Ford F-250 back to the mainland,